Welcome, welcome. This is the first episode of season three of the Early Fantasy Challenge podcast. I am Frankie Sachs, joined by my favorite co-hosts, Vasiliki Karmuza and the one and only Javier Cantero. How was your summer, guys?
Well, quiet for a bit, and now very busy lately with the media days and with everything going on. I mean, the yearly starts this week, and it's going to be very exciting. I think it's going to be the best season ever. New arenas, new good players. I think we have all MVPs but one since 2016 in the league. It's going to be amazing.
My summer was definitely busier than yours, Javi, and I'm glad you get to rest a little bit. But I'm very, very excited about this EuroLeague season and about my new nickname, because apparently I'm not a rookie anymore. I'm a sophomore. So I need to do a little bit better than I did last year.
Congratulations on the promotion.
Thank you. Dom gave it to me.
Kendrick Nang was MVP of the league in his sophomore season, so
maybe I will be too. Maybe.
All right. Well, since you're now shooting for MVP, why don't you tell us about the big rule change for this season?
Yes. Okay. So our captains are doubling their points again. A big courtesy of Sasa Vazenkov, who recommended it to the good EuroLeague people who were trying to make the game even better. Because the seasons are getting better, the teams are getting better, so EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge should be getting better as well. So twice the points for your captain. Choose wisely.
So I will tell you guys, I had a pretty rough summer. I've been spending 3 months just preparing for this episode. So why don't we get right to it and we'll move on to our preseason strategy. Vasilki, why don't you tell us about what you're working with for the to build your team?
Well, I will have a couple of superstars and a coach that I will trust for a few rounds at least. Also, some players who I think have potential to maximize their value at first. Some cheap options that can score bigger than they are valued currently at the game. So this is pretty much it. I think, again, my center position is not going to be the strongest because apparently I'm not learning from my mistakes, but we will see.
Vasiliki, tell the truth. You're keeping a promise also. You promised somebody.
Yes, yes. Tariq, if you're watching this, you are on my team this year and I'm trusting you with all my heart because last year when we were doing the EuroLeague EuroLeague and Friends episode before the Final Four, he complained that he wasn't allowed on my team. But this year he is the superstar of Fener and the superstar of my team.
And we all know there's no winning strategy like promising a player to put him on your team.
Okay, maybe this will be different.
Well, I have to say I promised a player to be on my team, Darius Thompson, and in the end I didn't buy him. So because I'm getting some of his teammates. My preseason strategy, like all season long, is injuries. And right now Valencia Basket is in a very tricky situation. Darius Thompson is one of the players who's going to play extra minutes, but also Sergio de la Rea and Cam Taylor. And these are the two players I'm going for. My strategy is also avoiding new players in the league, even players like Kendrick Nunn, like Lonnie Walker. They didn't play well in the first game. And I'm going to try not to put new players in the league. So I'm going for veterans or at least sophomores, people who know the league a little bit. But that's basically my thing. I'm going to try to, and of course I have Vezenkov, who I think is in over 40% of the teams right now. By the way, EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge, over 200,000 teams already, and the season hasn't started yet.
So I agree with some of your strategy, Javi. Among the things that I do, and I've tested some of my strategies a little bit this year, but the most important thing is to get a feel for the team's rotation. And this year was more difficult than ever before. It was the shortest preseason, especially with the Eurobasket. Teams had different rotations for their preseason games, went other players away. There are some key players who came in late, so it's really hard to get a feel. I also, like Javi said, I don't love the idea of guys who are new to the EuroLeague. It makes me uneasy, although I did make one exception. And I love sophomores. I love guys who've had that first year and taken that jump. But it doesn't always work out that way when you're trying to find the best value. And ultimately, what we're looking for here is the best value. And let's see if we have value on our teams. Let's talk about our teams for round one. Javi, you want to go first?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. I picked up a couple of superstars, of course. Sasha Vesenkov, I think, is going to be in 100,000 teams, literally, by the start of round one. And I picked Lonnie Walker, your boy, because I couldn't afford Kendrick Nunn. I think I want to have eight good players and two players being five praise or less. These two are Bart Timor and Nemanja Dangovic, who I think it could be interesting. Dangovic had 19 minutes per game in the Adriatic League last season. He's the team captain of Dubai, so I like his choice. And then I had a problem at center, which you solved because we had a test in which he recommended Luka Samanich, and it just stole your idea. I think it's great. Samanich has been playing really well. Thank you very much for that. I'll keep doing this all season, like stealing your good idea. So, I mean, beware of that. I mean, it's going to happen. And in the bench, I have two Fenerbahce players, Tarik Biberovic and Devon Hall, who is surprisingly cheap, I think. I have two Valencia players, Sergio de la Rea and Cameron Taylor. And then I have Moses Wright at center with Saras as head coach. That's my team. Comments?
We'll
Not
get to
yet.
the yeah, we'll get to them after.
Okay, let me go then. Of course, Sasha Vezenkov and Kendrick Nunn are on my team. There's no other way that this could happen. Two superstars, they fight neck to neck for the MVP title last season. I'm assuming something similar might happen this year, so I need them both on my team. Moses Wright at my center because I think he will have a much more elevated role with Žalgiris. And Tarik Biberovic because, of course, I keep my promises and because he has all the confidence in the world from Saras to become a superstar this season. Nigel Hayes is out, Marco Guduric is out, so someone needs to be the leading man for this team. I think that will be Tarik. Ercan Osmani, who is very underrated. I think the price that he has on the game is very, very appealing after what he did last season and also at the Eurobasket, especially against Greece. My God, I want to forget this game. I have Xavier Retten-Mays because he will have a very different role than he used to have in Real with Bayern. He recorded a double-double in the first domestic game of Germany. So I think he might be a surprise for the game. Also Sergio de la Rea because I saw him in the Eurobasket and I'm really sold. This kid has some great talent in him and I think he will have his minutes in Valencia. Alex Samodurov, same reason. Ataman is trusting him more and more. Panathinaikos is very eager to make him a solid player. They will give him the minutes. I don't know if that will happen from day one, but he goes only 4 credits. You can find a better solution for this price at the game. Another favorite player of mine for fantasy, Mats Strazel. If you thought he wouldn't be on my team, you thought wrong. And I have Momo Diouf as my second option for the center. I think he will have his chances with Virtus. It's his second season in the EuroLeague. And for the price he has, I think he can provide a little bit more. I will talk about my coach later.
Javi, how many superstars did you say you had in your team?
I have two. I have Lonnie Walker and I have Vezenkov.
On my team, everybody's a superstar. If you made it onto Frankie's Hardwood Heroes, you're automatically a superstar. It's a team full of superstars. It doesn't matter your role, it doesn't matter your price, you're a superstar. So here is my team full of superstars. At center, like you said, Luka Samanić, all you had to do is look at Baskonia's preseason games and you see he's been killing it. He's going to have a big role. Second season back in the EuroLeague, I expect big things from him. Backup center, Momo Faye, young rising star. This again breaks a little bit my rule about new guys, but Paris he's got a role for Paris, and the talent is top drawer. Forwards, like everyone, I've got Vezenkov. Roman Sorkin, who so far in Maccabi's preseason games has been absolutely incredible. He's been killing it. Last year he had a big season. This year he'll have an even bigger role. From Barcelona, Joel Parra at 6.8 credits. Again, the value is there. He came on really strong late last season. He's been pretty good so far in the preseason, and there's no risk there at the price. And finally, Azilis Doubelis from Žalgiris, 8.4 credits, will have a big role, play starters minutes, whether he's starting every game or not. He's a player who I really like. At guards, I have Rayth and Mays, just like Vasiliki, for all the reasons that you said. Sergio De La Rea, again, like everyone else has. If you don't have him, I think he's the must-have player for his price, 6.5 credits. He's been killing. He's got the experience. I think you have to have him. Rafa Villar from Baskonia, who's only 5.1 credits at the point at this point. If you're dropping down to a very cheap player, he's gotten a lot of minutes in the preseason. We'll see how the season starts, but there's very low risk at 5.1 credits and high reward. If he plays 20 minutes in the EuroLeague and gives you some value at that price, he's absolutely worth it. And here is where I absolutely shattered all my rules and did something which I believe did never do. But after what I saw in his last game with Fenerbahce in the preseason, or actually in the first game of the Turkish League season, Talen Horton-Tucker. Fenerbahce doesn't really have a clear go-to point guard. Tucker's more of a scorer, but he had 7 assists. He scored 20-something points, I believe, off the top of my head. At 10.5 credits, I didn't want to miss the train. He could be a breakout star. Fenerbahce, even though the champs, they're kind of rebuilding a lot of new players, and I expect them to have a big role. And that's a player who I, even though it goes against my rules, I didn't want to miss out on him. All right, it's time for some captain talk. Javi, why don't you go first?
Yeah, well, I have this genius idea. I'm sure that nobody came up with it, and I'm gonna put Sasha Vesenkov as captain. I think he's gonna be maybe captaining over 70,000 teams in round one. Everybody's choice. He's a solid value. He's PAR wise, I think the most solid player in the league, and I expect everybody to have Vesenkov. If not, Žalgiris center Moses Wright. Had a terrific preseason. Like Vasiliki said, he's going to have a bigger role in Žalgiris this season. So that would be my backup choice. But I think I'll be good if Petenko has let's say, a regular game for him in Victoria States.
Oh, well, now that you're talking numbers, I feel like I need to diversify myself a little bit because everybody's first choice will be Sasa. So maybe I should consider Kendrick Nunn. I think that's the dilemma I will have for most of the rounds because I have two superstars on my team, and especially when they play on the same day, which is the case right now, it's going to be a very hard decision. It's home Nunn, it's reigning MVP Nunn. It's Nunn that Ataman trusts. It's Nunn that knows his role and his place on the team. And he will need everybody to know that he's off to a good start. So maybe I will go with K. I don't know. I think I will decide last minute between K and Vez. But if something goes sideways and I need a second option, that will be Tarik Biberovic from Fener for all the reasons I explained before and because I want to earn his trust if he's watching this episode and he will have a great season for himself, for his team, and for my fantasy team.
So
I like
that
Nan a lot. Like, why not? He's willing to defend the MVP title, so yeah.
Listen, there's a reason everybody's taking Vezenkov. It doesn't do you so it doesn't help you so much to have somebody else other than Vezenkov. If Vezenkov is great, right?
Yes.
People aren't taking Vezenkov because he plays fantasy or because they like that he wears number 14. They're taking him because he's absolutely incredible. He's the best fantasy player out there. He's the highest priced player in the game. So of course I will have Vezenkov. The question is, what happens if the good people of Vitória Gasteiz throw banana peels when he's taking the court and he slips and he gets hurt and he can't play? What do I do then? Well, that's when I turn to Horton Tucker from Fenerbahce. This goes again against all of my intelligence. It makes me nervous. This is much more risk than I like to take, but I'm afraid of missing out on the upside. I think that as far among the new players, considering his talent and his position, he's got as much of a chance to succeed as anybody else. And he's not priced at 13, 13 and a half. At 10 and a half credits, I'm willing to take the risk. If it doesn't work out, if he doesn't drop too much, I hope I don't have to use it as my captain. But because of the upside that I'm going for, if something happens and I need him, then I will pray for Horton Tucker to have a big game. Now, I guess we'll talk about our coaches.
Okay, so I'll go first. So of course, coaches is all about the team that you think is going to win, and it's going to win big. So I'm going to go with Saras of Fenerbahce. I think Fenerbahce is going to start defending the title with a victory, and that's the main reason why I'm getting Saras. I don't know about you guys, Vasiliki, who do you have?
I have Saras because Paris is going to look very different than they did last year. All of their main core guys are now playing for different teams around the league, except for Nadir Hirfi, who is going to be the go-to guy for them. But also, I think that Saras is a good option if you want to keep him for a couple of rounds. Fener has four home games in the first five rounds, and some of them are considered favorable, with not like the biggest opponents or like the teams that we think we're going to go to the final for. So I think it's a good option at first. What about you, Frankie? Who's your choice?
Remember before when I said that everybody on my team is a superstar? Well, my coach has to be a superstar too, right? They're all superstars. So who's the biggest coaching superstar out there? Vasilis Spanoulis. There's a couple
Totally.
reasons I went with Spanoulis. I was looking for a great team that was playing at home, and this is no diss at all to Žalgiris, right? But Žalgiris is also a team which is a little bit new players. One of them on my team, Tubelis. I'm not sure they have all the chemistry right there. Monaco has got a lot of players back. The big addition, Mirotić, is a very high IQ player who should fit in kind of seamlessly. He may not put up monster numbers at first, but he'll fit in. I'm very confident, and that's why I went with Spanoulis and Monaco for coach for round one.
And Panoulis is coming from a great Eurobasket, a silver medal, a bronze medal, I'm sorry. I thought we could go a little better. And also, he won his first cup with Monaco at the beginning of the season. So I like it.
All right, now
Yeah.
we're going to move on now to the segment that Javi's been waiting for. We're going to criticize each other's teams.
Right, should I go first? Or because
Yes, of course.
I have a little bit for everybody. First, Frankie. I mean, look at me carefully. Lonnie Walker is my guy now, not your guy. He's my guy
Oh, we
because
have a beef.
you passing him in round one. I have him, so right now Lonnie Walker is my guy, like I said. Second, I see that Etchan Osmani is in top five in well most bought players so far, and I find it strange. I know that a lot of people, I mean, saw the Eurobasket. They saw this game that he looked like Dirk Nowitzki against Greece. Sorry to remind you, Vasiliki,
I
but
see.
he was really up and down during the season last season. So I don't know. It's a little bit of a risk, but okay, 6.5 credits. He's cheap, but I don't know. And then on the positive side, I like this Horton Tucker pick by Frankie. If for whatever reason Bezenkamp doesn't play well or Nan doesn't play well, and you have to go to a turn two captain, and that's Horton Tucker, and he goes MVP, you could be even the weekly winner. And we're talking about a very popular game.
Yeah, Horton Tucker becoming the MVP of the round, his first EuroLeague game. That's a bold prediction, but I don't hate the pick. I like it actually. So
Finally, I think my team is way better than yours, but you should know that already. I mean, it's
we
round
will see
one.
about that.
Yeah, round one, everybody thinks that way, right? So that's it. That's what it is.
No, the thing is that there are so many options, more than 70 new players that have never played in the EuroLeague before. The season starts earlier than ever. It was a Eurobasket. We haven't seen a lot of preseason games. So there are so many uncharted territories that we don't know about. So it's just guessing at this point. And I think we sort of went with the safer options out there.
70 players who are playing the EuroLeague for the first time.
Yes,
That's
74, I think.
that's 74 players I'm not touching in round one.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but the EuroLeague can be very hard, Sanre. I mean, you get in and you don't know what to expect, and the easiest thing is not to, well, to underperform, basically. So we'll see.
I've got three of them.
and he started saying, I never trust newcomers. I
Yeah,
love
exactly.
sophomores.
I think that you have to follow the value and the price, and they're all cheap, relatively cheap players for what they expect. I wouldn't touch any of these guys if they were 13, 14, 15, even for Faye and Tubelis, I wouldn't take them at 12. But the prices that they're at, I think that the value is too good to pass on. If someone's going to play starting minutes for that price, they don't have to be a superstar to give you value. And of course, they are superstars when they're on my team.
You made that
Well,
perfectly clear.
also, things changed from one season to the next. Like last season, Théo Maledon was under 10 credits at the beginning of the season, and he was one of the best players in fantasy. He was MVP of the month. He had a great a great season with us. Well, now that he's starting the season, well, not in the best shape with Real Madrid, with a new team, I don't think Maledon would be a good choice. Well, I mean, time will tell, but things can change from one season to the next.
All right, Javi, you put me in a very difficult spot here. Okay, if you want to claim Lani as your guy, I can't stop you. But I think that we have the tape, the film to prove that Lani's been my guy. I've been Lani's biggest fan here for a long, long time.
If you're such a big fan, where is he on your team? I mean, he's nowhere to be seen.
Yes. So listen, I this is almost blasphemy what I'm going to say. It's just not the right time for Lani right now. Lani missed a preseason game with an elbow injury. He missed a League Cup game already with back spasms. He missed practice a couple days ago. The chemistry isn't all there for the team. It's a brand new team with a bunch of guys from the NBA, even though he may have been teammates of two of his new Maccabi teammates last year with the Philadelphia 76ers. The whole team hasn't figured out together. Maccabi has lost two games, the Super Cup and the League Cup semifinals, to Hapoel Jerusalem, which is a Euro Cup contender, but still a team which is a Euro Cup team, not a Euro League team. To spend that price on Lonnie Walker for round one, he's not cheap, and I decided to go another way. It's not because I'm not a Lonnie guy. It's a 38 round regular season. Lonnie will make my team. I don't want anybody to say, oh, you're not a Lonnie guy. But is Lonnie the right guy for round one? Part of me wants to even shut up and let Javi make a bad pick, but I don't want all of the other people watching the show to say, hey, Lonnie's a great pick. I have some concerns about Lonnie round one, especially for his price. I wouldn't go there. You just have to ask yourself, who do you trust more, me or Javi?
I don't want to answer to that question, but I think that Javi has a surprise for us.
Yeah, absolutely. I was given this Panini pack of cards, and I'm going to open it in front of you. Do you think, wouldn't it be cool if we find a player who we talked about inside here? We're going to find out right now. Okay, let's see. First, we have Isaiah Cordinier.
Last year, he was
Yeah,
around
he's.
here.
He was one of our guests. I have a classic card of Alexei Zverev. I'm a big Zverev fan. I'm keeping this for sure. I'm the biggest Zverev in planet Earth, I would say. So this is a great pick for me. We have Justin Anderson with Barca. He moved to
Yes.
Dubai now. We have two more. We have Andres Nazioni, El Chapo.
Wow. Okay.
2015 Final Four MVP with Real Madrid, and also EuroLeague with Baskonia. And we have, of course, the 3-point shooter. I think the best 3-point shooter probably in the world. Well, no, other than Steph Curry, maybe. But and the ops. Have you seen that video? And when he takes like 10 3-pointers, he's 10 out of 10, and then switches to the left hand and hits 10 out of 10 too.
Yes.
That's crazy. Anyway, so that's it. Panini will be featured on the Fantasy Challenge podcast a lot, and I'm really treasuring this one from Alexei Zverev. He's one of my favorite players. So great.
Javi, those cards are pretty awesome, and I think we all want to win some of those cards. So, if you want a chance to win a Panini Hobby Box with official EuroLeague Panini trading cards and special edition Prism cards, here's what you do. Click on the QR code on the screen right now to visit the home of the promotion at Gleam. Just by logging in, you get one entry. Follow the prompts, and you can get up to 65 more entries. We'll be giving out a Panini Hobby Box each week for the first month of the season, and we'll announce the winners at the end of October right here on the podcast.
Can I participate too, please? I want these cards.
Absolutely, we should all participate. And I think that if we win, we have to build our team off of the players that we pick out of our box.
I have to say that the Shved card is also numbered. It's limited edition, so but can I keep it, please?
I need to buy you a frame for that.
Yes.
Totally.
But I'm pretty sure there are a lot of players, current players, that we want to have on our teams that we couldn't because, of course, we have 10 spots. So why don't we talk about them a little bit?
Vasiliki, do you want to go first?
Yes, I will. I have many picks, but I will tell you two. One that's over 10 credits and one that's just under. The over 10 credits, it's Nikola Milutinov. I think he's going to be the starting and probably the finishing center of Olympiacos this season. Donta Hall is the new guy, Kostas Antetokounmpo as well. I think he will get more minutes in the Greek league. But Nikola is with the team for many years. He knows all the systems, he knows what Barzokas want to do on the court. So I think it's a safer bet at this moment rather than Donta Hall. And also, there's a newcomer, but I think that's the main reason I didn't take him from round one, that I think that can be really great, and that's Zach Elias from Asvel. As I told you guys in our private conversation, I think he can have Maledon's number with Asvel. He's coming from a great season with Würzburg. He was amounting 19.2 credits in the European competition he was participating, and now he costs 9.9 credits. So I think down the future he can be a great fantasy pick, but we will see. He definitely has the most intriguing look. So that adds bonus points in my paper.
And as I said, when you wrote this in the group, if you really believed that he was going to have Maledon's points, he wouldn't be in this segment. He'd be on your team.
Maybe I'm keeping him for later.
Javi, you want to go next?
I'm thinking about one guy that switched teams and another guy who's new to the league. Well, he was all Eurocup first team last year, Dubai Center and Fiondu Kabengele. I'm basing my choice on injuries all the time. You know that Mam Diaité got injured. Dubai signed Shakhtar Sanliq, but I think Kabengele is going to be getting all the minutes right now. And he's a very good rebounder. He's a very good shot blocker, reliable shooter. He's almost made for the fantasy challenge. If he gets enough confidence, enough adjustment to the competition, I think he'll be a really, really good pick. And my other pick would be Kamar Baldwin of FC Bayern Munich. Jokubaitis got injured, and I think he's going to get all the minutes. He played really well also in the Eurobasket with Georgia. So those would be 100 trend credits. I think Kabengele is only 7.1. Baldwin is 7.1, and then Kabengele is a little bit over 10, but I think it's going to be worth it.
I like Kamigawa a lot because I think that one skill that translates the no matter what level you're coming up to into any league essentially is rebounding, and he is a killer rebounder, so that's always something he can hang his hat on. I've got two players. One is actually a recommendation from my guy Lonnie Walker, and that's Dwayne Washington from Partizan. He said to me, "Watch out, this guy's going to have a killer season." So I'm putting him there. I didn't find a way for him into my team, but I'm respecting the knowledge right there. And another guy I like is Salun Yang from Virtus. He's a guy who does a little bit of everything. And if I'm not mistaken, in the Italian Super Cup semifinal, which the team lost to Milan, I think he led the team in scoring and rebounding. But he can dish it, a place defense. He's going to get minutes, and he's 7.4 credits. So it was just some math, and it wouldn't shock me if I ended up circling back before tip off tomorrow to put him in there. But he's a player that for 7.4 credits, everybody should be considering. Now let's look at some players who we think might be overpriced or overrated.
I think there are a few.
Yeah.
We can agree on someone. I hate to say it because he's a former MVP and we got to respect what he has done in the league. But I think for 15.7 credits, Vasilij Misic might be a little bit overpriced
Yeah.
right now because he's not in the best shape of his career. He's back from the NBA after a couple seasons there, so he doesn't have that rhythm, that EuroLeague rhythm that he used to have. And he's playing for a new team, but I think down the lane he can be really worth it. I'm not sure he's worth that for round one.
I already mentioned Theo Maledon. That's how I feel about him. New team, bigger team, not the same role. And also, he got injured in preseason, so Maledon would be my choice. Frankie?
I just want to follow up on what Vasiliki said. It's not just Misic. It's for me, almost everybody in Hapoel Tel Aviv is off limits. Nothing will surprise me there. I've got no clue what the rotation is going to look like. They have such a deep team. Different players are registered for different games. It's hard to really get a feel who's going to play more minutes, who's going to have a bigger role, who's going to even be the backups, who's going to rest each night. And for fantasy purposes, I think it's just safer not to stay, just to stay away for now until we know more. For this segment, the one player I will say that I would not touch is actually my guy, Horton Tucker's backcourt mate, Brandon Boston. He's priced even more at 12.9, and he's played less and performed not as well already inside the preseason games and their first domestic game. So for that price, he's just the guy who I would stay away from. Now, starting next week, we're going to have a listener Q&A segment on every episode of the podcast. Scan the QR code on your screen right now and send in your fantasy dilemmas, your bold predictions, EuroLeague stories, or creative strategies. Some of the best questions or comments will be featured every week, and the contributing listeners will be rewarded with EuroLeague prizes. Now, Javi, you want to tell us about the private league?
Yes, we set up a private league. It will also have prizes yet to be determined, but it's going to be cool. We already had it last season. It's called Fantasy Challenge Podcast, and you can find more information on social media. We'll put the code to get in, and I'm sure that it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be very competitive like last season.
It's a very creative name for the private league.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want me to do? It's the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge Podcast. I couldn't put the whole thing because they didn't let me. So it's Fantasy Challenge Podcast.
All right. Well, any last words you want to share with our listeners?
Not really, no. Get ready for fun. It's a double round week to start the EuroLeague, and it's going to be amazing. Yes, especially keep an eye on the two new arenas, Coca-Cola Arena in Dubai and Roche Arena in Valencia. It's going to be incredible. I mean, Roche Arena opens for basketball on Friday, and it's going to be huge.
Vasiliki, any parting words?
No, I'm really excited about the season, and you can all find us on social media, especially X, and we can answer a few more questions there, because apparently there are too many guys we haven't talked about, so feel free to reach out.
That's right. You'll see. You can find all of our users for all the social media. Find us, hit us up, ask us questions. The season starts on Tuesday, so get right in there. We're happy to help out. It's going to be a tough start to the season, but if you trust me and you listen to my advice, you'll do just fine.
If you want to be in the bottom half of the standings, that is, of course.
Always the last word, Javi. Well, guys, everybody, thank you for tuning in for this episode. Remember, we'll be here every Monday. Don't miss an episode. You can hear it on YouTube, Spotify, anywhere else where you get podcasts. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you again in 7 days.